I've been thinking about you all day, daydreaming about all the naughty things I want to do to you. See, I'm rather conflicted. I'm craving some control. Should I tie you to your favorite chair? Perhaps torture you a bit? Have you at my mercy? Or let you have your way with me? Because I also want your hands in my hair, your thumbs stroking my cheeks. I want to give you control. You decide the pace. Gentle, leisurely, frenzied, wild. However you want my mouth on you. I've been craving your pre-cum on my tongue. The weight of your cock inside my mouth. I need you to feed this hunger because nobody does it for me like you do. Would you like it if I had my hands tied behind my back? I'm gonna pleasure you with my lips and tongue. Make you growl as I push you to the edge. Leave you breathless. Make your legs quiver in ecstasy. Give me your moans. I want them. Gruff. Desperate. Let me hear you hiss between clenched teeth, trying to hold back because you're not ready to let go. Trust me, I'm not gonna let you until I hear you beg. I wanna suck your cock so deep and hard you can barely keep your eyes open and your head falls back. I'm going to welcome the sting in my scalp from your hands pulling at my hair. Get so lost in the feeling I wouldn't know whether I'm still the one doing the fucking or I'm letting you own my fucking mouth. I'm thinking about running my tongue flat on the underside of your cock. Just the right pressure you like. And then upward. Slowly trace your slit with the tip of my tongue. Let me linger there a bit. Would you like that? Then I'm going to run my tongue down to the base. Pepper you with gentle kisses. My clit is throbbing, pussy drenched, liquid heat dripping down my thighs. You do this to me. Only you. You reach for my breast, gently cupping it. But that's not what I want. I push my breast into your hand and you give me just what I need. You squeeze it hard, pinching my nipple to the point of pain, but I relish in it. You give my other breast and nipple the same treatment, and I pay your cock the gratuity by humming. I love how you forget to breathe when I take you deep and fast. And I suddenly release your cock, setting off an unexpected shock throughout your whole body. Your steel-hard cock bouncing on your stomach while your hips try to follow my mouth. Just when you think your lungs are full again, I take your cock in my mouth without warning. Again, sucking you hard and fast. Your breathing can barely keep up. Your voice bouncing curses around my lungs. You have no idea how much power you yield in those words. It spurs me on. So I hollow out my cheeks and your hips lift off the chair, your whole body trembling, your skin glistening with sweat and beads of it rolling down your chest. Eyes shut tight, your body flushed. I can see your veins wanting to burst. I know you're close. But I release you and sit back and watch you try and catch your breath. I realize my breathing is in sync with yours. You steal my breath. Or maybe I like giving it to you. I wait for you to step back from the edge until your hungry eyes meet mine. I smile at you, uncertainty touching my lips. I see a smile of contentment brewing from your lips until it slowly reaches your eyes. Go for it, you say. And you know I'm your obedient little girl, wanting nothing in this moment but your pleasure on my tongue. So I build you up again, run my tongue flat from your ass to your balls, the underside of your cock, flick the tip with my tongue. Just how we enjoy the journey. You love the destination of my tongue just as much. I will never get enough of the feeling of the smooth head of your cock, so I swirl my tongue around it, making sure I hit the rim and give your sweet spot a flick as I pass it several times. Your breathing is diminished to shallow, controlled hisses, and it sounds like music to my ears. That's how I know you're back on the edge. But this time, the buildup is slow. I wrap my lips around your crown, worshiping it like a king. You break eye contact as you tip your head back, uttering pleas and mercy laced with incoherent curses, while keeping your hands on the chair's armrests. I know you're doing this to keep from touching me because you know you're not going to last any longer if you do. I know you want to draw this out as much as I do, but I know you need to come. Your breath coming in fast. You know what I want to hear. So I go wild, sucking deeper. You know I need you to say it. I'm not letting up with the speed while my head bobs up and down your shaft, and I suck you as hard as I can, letting you hit the back of my throat from time to time. I moan long and deep, and you feel the vibrations to your core. You growl, and I almost chuckle. Please? Please what? Tell me. That's it, beg. I focus on the tip, sucking and licking while my hand pumps you with reckless abandon, humming and moaning, savoring your taste in my mouth. I cherish your trembles and shivers like precious gifts. I open my eyes and meet your gaze. More. Don't stop. Please. Your eyes plead all at once. But I feel the shift in us. It feels right. I hold your gaze. See your pupils dilate even more. And then I feel your whole body go taut. That's it. Let go. Right then, I feel your hot cum hitting the back of my throat. We moan in unison, loud, hunger appeased. Yes. This. I need it. You. I need you. I'm not stopping. I feel you peak. And this torture on your sensitive cock is sending you into oblivion. I should stop, but I can't. Your eyes are shut tight, your knuckles white from gripping the armrest so hard. I release your cock from my mouth and watch you fall back to earth, disoriented from how hard you've come, our breathing, an orchestra of deep inhales and ragged exhales. Lungs and pulse and brain scrambling to catch up. You open your eyes, glassy and satisfied. I smile. Your head tips back as you laugh. My lungs fill with warmth. Fuck. Let's go again.